Day 3. Hi there. Over the many years, we've asked ourselves why this emotion called guilt has been so present in culture. To understand it, let's look at how human personality develops, specifically psychological blocks. Early on in life, even in the womb, babies are confronted with difficult situations with their parents or those who play a parental role. Our unconscious perception is that our survival depends on the love of our parents. This love is the ultimate universal energy. If the baby feels there is not enough to survive, he or she will feel this vital lack of energy as existential anxiety. It's as if the baby was saying to itself, "I have been abandoned. I'm not getting enough energy to survive." This intensely felt anxiety is unbearable, and the highly adaptable human brain will modify the connections between neurons in such a way as to no longer feel this emotion. The baby's suffering is obscured and hidden in their subconscious. To survive, two different behaviors emerge to increase this vital energy. The first one, the child adopts a victim behavior. By complaining, he attracts energy towards himself. It's almost as though he were saying to himself, "My parents rejected me because I was not worth much, but it's my fault. I should have been a better child." And this is how guilt makes its appearance. Another survival instinct behavior is also possible, a reaction of self-defense. The counterattack in order to get the energy essential to survive. If I feel rejected, scorned, or manipulated, it is completely normal and instinctive to push away the person who has hurt me. It is often anger and anger against my parents. When a child feels anger, different possibilities may arise. He will be suspicious of everyone. He will tell himself that if he can't count on his parents, he can't count on anyone. A second possibility is that he will be filled with anxiety. He will be afraid that his parents might notice that he is angry with them and as a result love him less, depriving him of the little energy he has already. Finally, the other possibility that may arise when a child feels anger toward his parents is the feelings of guilt. Know that guilt from being angry at his parents is not the same as victim guilt. He tells himself, "I must not blame my parents, they are my parents. So I must be a bad child and they must be right to abuse me, reject me or act however they do." This guilt is perverse and will poison the child's entire existence. When this guilt at being angry at his parents becomes too intense, the child will unconsciously refuse self-defensive behavior and shift to victim behavior. The child can then alternate from one type of behavior to the other, depending on their situation, from anger to guilt and vice versa. For today, we recommend that you read the book Be Slim From Within, as it will help you understand the origins of this harmful emotion we call guilt. Bye for now.